This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Following up on what we considered yesterday, Luke points out in Luke 23, verse 47, that the centurion who supervised the crucifixion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." By and large, the Jewish crowds dispersed, but all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. They had heard and seen the truth lived out in Jesus Christ. But the centurion, a Gentile, like Luke, while doing his job, was captivated by what he witnessed. Luke noted this, again making it clear that Jesus came to reach all who would believe. There is nothing recorded about whether the centurion became a follower of Jesus, but he observed and acknowledged truth about Jesus, which is the first step in following Jesus. Luke had taken the step of faith and obedience, and his life was never the same. Now he wanted others from all nations to experience new life in Jesus Christ. That, no doubt, was a major reason for writing his gospel. The Great Commission is found in Luke 24, 46 through 48. This is what is written: the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Though not an apostle, Luke did what he could as part of Paul's missionary team. Are you doing what you can to spread the good news of Jesus Christ?